Our scripture reading this morning is Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 21. You'll find it on page 1066 in the Pew Bible. One of the features of the Gospel of Mark is known as the Messianic secret. At various times, Jesus is going to adjure people to not tell who he is. In this passage, he's particularly saying that to demons he's cast out. But he will at other times, after he's healed people, he will tell them not to tell people what he has done. Now, the scholars ask why that is. The answer is fairly obvious in this passage. Because Jesus is not yet designed for the great confrontation to come with those who are opposing him. It's a remarkable passage. In this passage, Jesus is doing wonderful things, and he's being opposed. He's being opposed by the religious establishment, which is wrongly bringing legalism upon the people, particularly with respect to the Sabbath. And Jesus, we uphold the Sabbath, but Jesus is going to challenge a legalism that they're employing here. At the end of the passage, his own family is thinking he's out of his mind. That probably refers to his brothers and half-brothers, really, not his mother and father who knew who he was. But Jesus is filled with opposition. He is not yet ready for the great confrontation spoken of in Psalm 22. So he withdraws himself into a distant place, and there he's healing people. We'll see in chapter 4, he's teaching his great parables. And yet I think the key to this whole passage is right in the middle in verse 13. We are told that he went up on the mountain, and he called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. You see, Jesus, in the midst of all the opposition of this world, as the nations rage, he is lifted up among them. He is sovereign upon the mountain, and the work he is doing is he is calling the elect to him through the ministry of his word, and they came to him. Do you realize it's still going on? The world is opposing the Lord Jesus in bizarre ways. It makes no sense, all the blessings he brings, and yet he is sovereign over it all. And what is he doing even now? Through the spread of his gospel, he is sovereignly bringing those who belong to him. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Mark 3. Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand, and they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come here." And he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. And he looked around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Well, Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great crowd followed from Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea and from beyond the Jordan and from around Tyre and Sidon. When the great crowd heard all that he was doing, they came to him. And he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, lest they crush him. For he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." And he strictly ordered them not to make him known. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, the sons of thunder, Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus and Simon the Cananean and Judas Iscariot who betrayed him. Then he went home and the crowd gathered again so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.